as part of the selection process, we normally operate in those countries where people are a bit at liberty to express their views. You'd realize that some of the countries, there might be some issues, but at least there's some level of liberty that people can express their views. We have expanded to 35 countries apparently, but the focus of this report was on 34 countries because Ethiopia was the last country to collect data, so we're still finalizing data collection. But in terms of the methodology, we were targeting respondents or citizens in those 34 countries age 18 years and above, and also what we did was to make sure that we balance in terms of gender. So 50% were males and 50% were females.
Africa is more than 50 countries. Will this represent Africa?
For now, it does actually, because if we've had to do some analysis in terms of the population, like how many people have we interviewed. I don't have the figures of now, but our coverage now, I think it's quite representative in terms of what we have in Africa. But as I said as well, that, you know, there is no way we can do surveys in those countries, in those closed communities. So we try, because the essence of the Afrobarometer survey, we want to capture people's perception in terms of the political issues, economic and social issues. What are their views in terms of what's happening in their own countries? So people should be able to freely express their views. So in those closed communities, in those war zones, it's not easy to do an Afrobarometer survey.